For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. This was a part of a song called Je veux ton appartement by Andy Saint-Louis, a resident of Montreal who took her search for a new apartment to social media after spending weeks calling online ads and not seeing anything decent in her price range. The song resonated with the public as Andy Saint-Louis received many apartment offers following the release of her song on YouTube. The vacancy rate in Montreal has been constantly declining during the last 4 years. The Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation says the market has tightened because more people from all over the world, such as international students, temporary workers, and war refugees, are choosing to live in Montreal. Moreover, the role of short-term rental platforms like Airbnb is a major factor for low vacancy rates. Anyone planning on renting a new place in Montreal must be prepared to search hard and pay more. In national news, the Standing Committee on Fisheries and Oceans has advanced Bill S-203, also known as the Free Willy Bill. The bill aims to end the captivity of whales and dolphins through banning the keeping of cetaceans for entertainment and displaying purposes. However, it still allows for legitimate scientific research and rescue efforts. Originally introduced in 2015, Bill S-203 faced many challenges and loopholes throughout its lifespan. Its biggest opponents have been the Vancouver Aquarium and Marineland, the only two facilities in Canada that still keep cetaceans captive. The Free Willy Bill is currently undergoing a third reading at the House of Commons. If it succeeds, it will be enacted into Canadian law. The 82-year-old Algerian leader Abdelaziz Bouteflika announced his resignation from presidency in a letter published by a state-run news agency on April 2nd, just hours after the army chief demanded action to remove the president from office. As a result of high unemployment and corruption, protests against Bouteflika broke out in late February as student-led demonstrations. But as the weeks passed, public anger continued to intensify, and the protests transformed into a peaceful but leaderless social movement represented by a broad cross-section of the population. Following Bouteflika's resignation, a triumphant group of protesters draped in the national flag jumped up and down with excitement while singing, "The country is ours and we'll do what we want." To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.